Sometimes we forget, don't we? The apostle writes to the Corinthians, don't you know that Jesus Christ is within you? Don't you know these things? Seems that we forget how God deals with us and the blessings that are ours in Christ Jesus, and somehow we have to be reminded. And I'm so thankful that God reminds us. And in these days, God has been speaking to us so wonderfully about how he loves us and how near he is and how able he is, how powerful he is. And you know, we're reminded, and that is exactly what we need. Peter says, I'm going to stir up your minds by way of remembrance. Even though you know these things, he said, and you're established in the present truth, still, I want to keep these things before you all the time. And we need to learn to meditate upon these truths and constantly live in them. What does God say to Timothy? The Lord talks to him and he says, meditate on these things. Yes. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear before all. If we'll just take time to just meditate upon the things we hear and the wonderful promises that are ours in Christ Jesus, why, they'll become our portion and become more real to us and precious to us. And you know, the wonderful thing is, the longer you meditate upon it, the greater it unfolds, becomes larger all the time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so thankful.
Hallelujah.
I'm thankful, really thankful, that I can be reminded again and again of Jesus and of his presence with me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And his power. He is able,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
able for any situation and every situation. And as we've been hearing in these days about his name, and oh, how he wants to reveal that to us. They that know the Lord, to know the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When Moses said, show me your glory, God said, you can't see my face, but I'll let you see as I pass by. But the next time, God did give him his name,
yes,
and revealed his glory by giving him that wonderful name.
Yes.
Made it real to him. Merciful, kind. Oh, this wonderful name. Our God is so big and so glorious.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
And you know, somehow or other, some people think that you get tired of going to meetings. I feel sorry for people like that.
Yes.
I go to meetings and you say, sure, you have to. Well, I do have to, but I'm glad I have to.
Yes.
I always get something for my own soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you come to meet the Lord and open your heart to him, why, he's not going to let you go by.
No.
But he'll manifest himself to you. And we need the assembling of ourselves together.
Yes.
And here at camp, of course, sometimes we get these younger folks here, and they're in meeting every day, twice a day. Gets to be a little bit overload, doesn't it? It's not that way at home. But we ought to learn to appreciate.
Yeah.
Oh, because God comes to minister unto us. He said, I don't come here for you to minister to me. Primarily, we like to minister praise and worship to him, and we can only do that as he gives it to us.
Yes.
But he says, I have come to minister. And he's always here for us, his people. And oh, how he loves us.
Yes.
How he loves to manifest his presence.
Yes.
Touch us. After a while, he wants to set us into that place. And we don't go out anymore. But we abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So precious. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sadhu Sundar Singh. He was an Indian mystic, and God really gave him some wonderful revelations, and it cost him everything. to follow the Lord.
Yes.
That one day he had a vision of heaven and people were running out, not running in, but running out. They couldn't stand the glory and the presence of the Lord in heaven. And there's some folks that can't stand that in meetings here either, more than once a week. What are you going to do in heaven? Going to run out? Take a break? No, we're not. But you're going to love him more and more and see the glory of God more and more. And oh, hallelujah, as we heard this morning. That's our portion. Oh, hallelujah. God is there. God is there. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. Thank you for the opportunities you give us, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for Pilgrim Camp, that
yes.
we can come to a place like this and get apart and from the world and the things of the world and just be in your presence. We thank you, Lord. You have been very kind to us and good to us, and you have told us you want this place to be a vestibule of heaven,
yes, Lord.
A place where we get prepared for entering into glory,
yes.
And we know you're working in us to that end.
Yes.
And we want to say thank you tonight, Lord,
yes, Lord,
for all you do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know my heart, you know where I'm slow to grasp things, Lord. But you're so patient and so kind. And I just love you, Jesus, tonight. And thank you for your love for me. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord.
Wonderful, Lord. Wonderful,
Lord.
Wonderful,
we
Savior.
We love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I love him.
Take the world and give me Jesus, all its joy.
seated. Let's pray for those that are not well. We're glad for what God is doing for our brother Ralph Bacher. But let us continue to pray for him. Father, we thank you for what you've done for Ralph. We know that you answer prayer, and you have done that so plainly, O God, so remarkably. We thank you for it, and we pray that you'll just continue your great hand upon him, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, strengthen him day by day by your resurrection life. We pray that he shall be met tonight, Lord. Meet him tonight, Lord, while he rests and while he sleeps. You strengthen that body of his, Lord, and his soul. We pray that you'll meet him, Lord, in a way that only you can, for the glory of your name. We pray for others, Lord, that have been here and those that have asked for prayer. And we ask you today, oh God, we pray that you will come. And we pray, my Father, that you'll bless Chris. We thank you for this boy, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for him in his spirit, oh God, in his soul. We thank you, Lord, that you are helping him. And we pray that tonight you'll minister. Just touch him, Lord. Oh God, let there be a change, oh God, in him. Strengthen that body. Strengthen those muscles, oh God. Strengthen him. I pray, my God, that you will show us your glory and show that boy your glory. Lord. Oh, hallelujah. That he may be strong, oh God, for the glory of your name. We know that you have created him, oh God. You have made him for your glory, and we pray that you shall be glorified. Meet James and meet Elizabeth, Lord, we pray thee, and continue your good hand upon them. We pray, our God, also that you'll come to the different ones that have asked for prayer. Dear Lord, the sister of our brother here, we pray, oh God, you'll bless her out there in Montana and undertake for her, Lord, and let her, oh God, recover from this sickness. Jesus, your touch, hallelujah, you are able. And we pray that you'll minister to that child of thine, Lord. Minister to her in these days, Lord, for thy glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's be seated then.